Today's event is another stop in our Tour de Tracks campaign. We're going to be protesting every track throughout the state of Florida.
Brian Wilson is a volunteer with the Animal Rights Foundation of Florida. This past Saturday, volunteers like Wilson, representing several animal rights organizations, protested greyhound racing on the side of Gandy Boulevard in front of Derby Lane.
We chose Derby Lane today because it'll start year-round racing starting this week. We're out here because the greyhound racing industry continues to kill thousands of young, healthy dogs every year, all because they don't run fast enough to compete with the younger dogs, all because they're being overbred looking for a faster greyhound and a faster buck.
Can you tell the radio listeners what your sign says that you're holding up?
Learn the ugly truth about greyhound racing.
John Moyer has been volunteering with Voices for Animals for over 10 years. He said the sleek racing dogs are mistreated, and he participated in the protest to raise awareness.
Basically, just trying to let people know that it's not a painless sport. I mean, people will bet on these dogs, and they'll come, and they'll see the dogs running, but they don't see what happens behind the scenes. And they're housed in cages, sometimes 22 hours a day. They're fed horrible food, basically just the bare minimum. And again, then once if they break a leg or they're injured, a lot of times they're, you know, cast off. If they're not put down, then like I said, if there are rescue groups that are able to take them, that they will. And sometimes they're sold off for animal testing. So they live a really sad life.
WMNF asked Moyer if he thinks a solution can be worked out with his organization in kennels and racetracks, or if he thinks racing should be outlawed altogether.
Ideally, dog racing would end, because a lot of times these animals are injured on the racetrack, and again, they're being exploited. You know, they're not getting paid anything. They're not being treated the way that they should be treated.
Vera Filippelli, a former greyhound trainer, is now the director of media relations at Derby Lane. Filippelli says that the greyhound racing industry has made strides in the last decade, and that the protesters have outdated information.
I would have to wonder if any of them have actually held a paramutual license and worked back in a racing kennel. We've had people several times here at Derby Lane, media see the kennel as well, but the 22 hours in a cage is definitely unfounded. As a trainer myself, my greyhounds were definitely out many more hours than that and being exercised, and their diets are probably a lot better than most people.
Filippelli explains that the dogs are bred on farms around the South and Midwest United States and are bought by individuals or racing kennels at about 15 months old. The greyhounds are trained to run the oval racetracks, and because there are over 40 tracks around the U.S., if a dog isn't successful at one, its individual racing style might make it a better fit at another track. When a dog can no longer race, Filippelli says the animals have a place to go home to, thanks to the adoption group Greyhound Pets of America.
Greyhound adoptions in this country have gone up significantly. You know, the industry has made strides. I mean, here at Derby Lane, we have 100% adoption. We work with Greyhound Pets of America, which is the nation's largest greyhound adoption group that's dedicated solely to greyhound welfare.
But protester Cynthia Rennick, a volunteer with ARF and Greyhound Rescue Adoptions of Tampa Bay, or GREAT, sees greyhound adoption as a symptom, not a solution to the problem.
There's just a huge amount of greyhounds, thousands of greyhounds every year that need to be adopted out because of the industry that keeps breeding them. A lot of people say they seem like they have old souls. They're very sensitive dogs. If you yell at them, it hurts their feelings. I mean, they're very, very sweet, sensitive, loving dogs.
For more information on Derby Lane and the animal rights organizations in the story, go to WMNF.org/news. Reporting for WMNF, this is Dawn Morgan.